Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, I'm going to be featuring recordings that I obtained over the Christmas break. And there's actually going to be quite a few of them to go through, so we're not going to waste any time. We're going to start off with a tribute CD. Now, tribute CDs have become so popular that there are even recent ones dedicated to living artists. The album that I'm going to play for you is called Serenata. It's by Mike Marshall and Jovino Santos Neto. It's the duo's nod to Brazilian composer Hermeto Pascoal. Pascoal has written more than 2,500 pieces. He even shows up intermittently throughout this recording as well, playing bass flute and melodica. But mostly it's Marshall on mandolin or guitar and Neto on piano or flute. Neto played in Pasquale's band for 15 years, and while Marshall cut his teeth with the David Grisman Quintet, he fell in love with Brazilian music during a trip there about a decade ago. We're going to listen to a composition called Quanto Me Longe Me Perto. Now, this translates to the further apart we are, the closer we get. That was new music from Mike Marshall and Jovino Santos Neto, taken from their album Serenata, a tribute to Hermeto Pascual. And we heard a beautiful composition entitled Quanto Me Longe Me Perto. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. We're going to continue with a jazz giant, and when I say giant, he was literally a giant, standing well over 6 feet tall. Tenor sax player Dexter Gordon is up next from one of the great recordings that he made during the 60s when he was with Blue Note. We're going to listen to a title called Modal Mood. It was written by his pianist Kenny Drew.
Thank you.
There is a fine example of a musician who can play the piano and who, in my estimation, has been very underrated over the years. Detroit native Kirk Lightsey, and we heard him with John Coltrane's Giant Steps. Just before that, the great tenor sax player Dexter Gordon with Modal Mood. Here's some music from a relative newcomer on the jazz scene. Her name is Caroline Henderson. Caroline is a vocalist who has a new album out called Don't Explain, and I was able to pick this one up over the holidays. We're going to listen to her version of Tenderly.
Trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost. Thank you.
That was music from Matthias Lupri. That was taken from his album Transition Sonic, and we heard The Day After. Many years ago, Matthias was touring Canada in a rock band, and he had long hair, and I believe he was playing drums at the time. And then he eventually settled down in Boston, went to the Berklee School of Music, and I believe he's teaching there at the moment and releasing some fine music. Actually, he was here in Ottawa, I believe it was a couple of years ago, at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival. Just before that, we heard vocalist Caroline Henderson from her album Don't Explain, and it's actually quite a different version of Tenderly that we heard there, not the usual version that people are accustomed to. Here's some music from my favorite baritone sax player, Pepper Adams. This is from an album that he released many years ago. It's called Encounter. We're going to listen to a track called I've Just Seen Her. And later on in the show, we're going to listen to another baritone sax player who many consider the greatest baritone sax player ever in jazz. And I'm talking about Jerry Mulligan. Pepper Adams from his album Encounter and I've Just Seen Her. Thank you.
Hi, this is Barbara Montgomery, and you are listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM with your host, Randy McElligott.
One of the most exciting bands to come out of Sweden, that is EST, featuring pianist Esbjörn Svensson, drummer Magnus Åström, and bassist Dan Berglund. They mix jazz with elements from electronica to even European classical music. It's a no-rules edict that Svensson and Ostrom learned while growing up together, and they go on to say, quote, "Since we didn't have a teacher and no one was telling us how to play, we were able to gradually develop our music in a very unique, individualistic way," unquote. Since hiring Berglund in 1993, the trio has shown up in unusual places like on MTV Scandinavia and even the Swedish pop charts. This last track that I played for you was called In My Garage, and it's from their latest album entitled 7 Days of Falling. And one of the nice things about this album is that you get a bonus DVD so that your eyes can confirm what your ears can't believe. And just before that, we heard music from the great baritone sax player Pepper Adams from his album Encounter, and I've Just Seen Her. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We're going to feature another new vocalist on the jazz scene. Actually, Derry has been around for about 5 or 10 years, but she has a new album out called Feel the Rhythm, and this one really cooks. We're going to listen to a track called Fragile, and then we're going to follow that up with some vintage Miles Davis.
Fragile. that nothing comes from violence. Nothing ever could. For all those born beneath an angry star, lest we forget how fragile we are. On and on, the rain says.
When Miles Davis was recording for Columbia, he released an album called Seven Steps to Heaven. We just heard the third take of that number. Some beautiful work there from Miles and the rest of the band. And just before that, we heard some music from Daria. She was covering, if you recognize the tune, it was by Gordon Sumner, better known as Sting. And we heard Fragile. That's from her brand new album called Feel the Rhythm. We're going to listen now to some music from the MRC Trio from their album The Magic Thread, Act 4, Scene 3. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, it's basically common knowledge that band leaders usually lead in order to showcase their own compositions and arrangements. But on Marilyn Crispell's new CD Trio, actually Storyteller, she unselfishly chose twice the number of pieces by drummer Paul Motion as by herself. In fact, she purposely went back through three decades of tunes by Motion to select the six songs that were featured on the album. Now, bassist Mark Elias, who replaced Gary Peacock, he provided two songs to this recording, and mediation for the conversational exchanges between his bandmates. We just heard a track entitled Wild Rose, which shows glimpses of her classical training at the New England Conservatory, with ample space for interpretation during the ballad by Helios and Paul Motion. It's an album that I highly recommend. It's on the ECM label. Again, it's entitled Storyteller by Marilyn Crispell's Trio. And we heard the composition Wild Rose. And just before that, we heard some music from the Canadian band MRC Trio from their album The Magic Thread. We heard Act 4, Scene 3. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. We're going to take a trip now to London, England, to the famous club Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club, and listen to one of the great legends in jazz, Nina Simone. She did a song many years ago. It was a protest song for the racial segregation down in the south of the United States of America. The song is called Mississippi Goddamn, and we'll listen to her version.
Mississippi Goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. The whole damn world is making me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Everybody's got me so upset. The whole damn world is making me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Hound dogs on my trail. School children sitting in jail. Black cat cross my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. This song, as you know, is written by Nina Simone. It's very much like 1932, in which that time Bertolt Brecht and Kurt Vile wrote another song called Moon Over Alabama. In fact, they wrote several songs from Mahogany.
Thank you.
That was music from the Jaco Pastorius Big Band featuring Jimmy Haslip on bass. Jimmy Haslip, better known for his work with Yellow Jackets. And that was taken from an album called Word of Mouth Revisited. It's a brand new album from the Jaco Pastorius Big Band. And we heard a track called Havona. Just before that, we heard the great vocalist Nina Simone from her album Live at Ronnie Scott's and Mississippi Goddamn. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. I'm Randy McElligott, and I have a real treat for you now. Many years ago, there was a trombonist by the name of Gracchen Moncure III. He came and he went. He sort of disappeared off the jazz map, not to be heard from for quite a number of years. Well, that all changed recently when he released an album called Exploration. And we're going to listen to a track from this album. It's a beautifully arranged album. And not only are the arrangements spectacular, but the musicianship that Moncure draws from is quite something to behold. So we're going to listen to a track called When. And then right after that, we're going to listen to some brand new music from pianist Lynn Arial from her album Come Together, and we'll listen to Brasiliana. But before we get to that, here's Gracchen Moncure with a track from Exploration entitled When.
Thank you.
was new music from Lynn Ariel from her album Come Together. And we just heard Brasiliana. And before that, we heard Gracken Moncure from his album Exploration and a song entitled When. And I highly recommend this album to anyone out there who's interested in trombone. And I was thinking during that track that the trombonist George Lewis and even Ray Anderson were very influenced by Gracken's style of playing. Anyway, we're going to venture out to Japan now and listen to my good friend Satoko Fuji. This is a brand new album of hers called Blueprint. It's the Satoko Fuji Orchestra. We're going to listen to Anemometer.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was music from Jerry Mulligan. It was taken from his album Walk on the Water, and we heard Angelica. Just before that, we heard the Satoko Fuji Orchestra from their brand new album. It's called Blueprint, and we heard Anemometer. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. We're going to continue now with some music from guitarist Mike Stern. Now, Mike has a new album out as well, and it's called These Times. And we're going to listen to a track called I Know You.
And they're holding on.
was music from Jason Miles, a recording that he made many years ago called Cosmopolitan, and we heard Poetry. Now, Jason has a new album out. It's a tribute to Miles Davis, and I'm going to be playing some of that in upcoming editions of In Transition. Just before that, we heard some music from Mike Stern from his new album, These Times, and I Know You. I'm Randy McElligott, and you've been listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM. We're going to go out with some new music from Glauco Segabin from Brazil, and this is from an album called When Baden Meets Train. Now, Baden Powell was a well-known musician from Brazil, passed away a few years ago, but this album tends to integrate some of the music from Baden Powell with John Coltrane, and I think it's a great success. We're going to listen to the title track right now. Well, that wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Don't forget to stay tuned next week for more great jazz at 1 o'clock. Until then, have a great week. And coming up at the top of the hour, we have Ozzy with German news, music, and commentary until 5 o'clock this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now.